She is the Trevecca women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix. Good morning, Kelsey. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to say, before I tell anybody why, I'm going to say congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a crazy month here. So.
Well, you are Kelsey Phoenix Cameron right now. So you got married on us, huh?
Yes, I did. Yeah, beginning of December, we got married in the midst of a pandemic, so it was a little bit crazy, but really excited to have a couple friends and family there with us, and so Kelsey Phoenix Cameron now.
Yeah, Andrew, just hello to Andrew. I'm sure since you're married, y'all are there together. I would assume, I don't know, in COVID-19 era, who knows? I always thought, you know, I got a bad joke. I used it with Greg Ruff the other day. I said, I don't know what all this quarantining's about. I've been doing that with my wife for years. So, and social distancing. But and congratulations. So, Andrew, of course, you work together. I guess, how neat is that?
Yeah, we worked together for a year. That's how we met. And then he's not here right now because he coaches at Belmont and they've actually got practice right now. So he's one of the women's soccer assistant coaches over at Belmont.
Well, we'll get him on soon enough. I guess everybody's got the marriage bug. I'm looking at the notes from Greg Ruff. Your assistant, Gabriela Diaz, is now Gabriela Diaz Ponder. So what, it's going around over there?
Yeah. It's been an exciting year on the staff. So yeah, Diaz got married in May, and then she's actually having a baby this upcoming May. So yeah, a lot of activity.
Wow, year, so. I can be a lot of activity. Yes, so, Kelsey, not playing in the fall, playing in the spring, and recruiting and all of that. How have you handled it with your program?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a crazy year. It was difficult not playing in the fall for everybody, I'm sure. And now it's going to be pretty crazy having kind of a, you know, back-to-back seasons, playing in the spring, having the summer off, and then playing in the fall again. But yeah, we've been recruiting still. For a while, we were in a dead period, but the last couple of weeks we've been able to recruit and continue to just recruit for the next couple of years. But yeah, it's pretty challenging because now we're going into, start games in a couple weeks and there's still recruiting events happening. So just have to be really creative. You know, we might have a game on a Saturday and then we're going to Knoxville or Memphis to recruit on a Sunday. So it's going to be a little overwhelming at times, but just trying to, excited to play games really and get the opportunity to do that here in the next few weeks.
Well, in the fall, I mean, obviously when everything was shut down and every, you know, league handled everything differently, every athletic program handled everything differently, but certainly for the league-wise, what did you do this fall? I mean, you've been playing and coaching forever. I mean, your whole life, basically. What was it like not having it?
Yeah, I planned a wedding. We still did recruiting like over video and stuff like that. So, you know, we had kids emailing us video. We did a lot of that. We were still able to train a limited amount in the fall. So we were doing, COVID's created a lot more work for most people, I think, in the athletic world, because you have to get really creative as far as like, okay, if you're not training with your whole team now, you're training in smaller groups just to kind of help mitigate the risk and the transmission. Now you've got to figure out how to be creative over the course of several weeks training in groups that small, because that's not very typical for soccer teams, you know, to train in groups that small. So it was a lot of, you know, kind of trying to find new things to do and be creative. And we actually were able to do what we typically do in the spring. We do this kind of little competition called the Trojan War. We divide the team up into a few different groups. And so in their groups, we were doing different competitions and tried to keep it as fun as we could. So I think they enjoyed that and tried to keep them, you know, focused on that kind of stuff for the few months.
Well, and keep them engaged, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the tough part, because it's even these games coming up, you know, we watched our basketball teams, you know, men's basketball has been able to play. But even them, you know, they had a game against Cedarville canceled the day of. And so it's like trying to prepare them for games, but also knowing, like, hey, we've got to hold this pretty loosely and we'll prepare for the best, but also know that, you know, there's a possibility that things could change last minute.
Last time we had her on the air as the Trevecca women's soccer coach, she was Kelsey Phoenix. Now she's Kelsey Phoenix Cameron with here on University Showcase this morning. There's talk of collegiate soccer splitting seasons, half in the fall, half in the spring, you know, and I hate the term new normal, you know, but everybody's sitting back from all ways of life, from businesses, remote, you know, work, all of the different things with that. And so everybody's looking, well, how do we go forward? What do you think about a split season, half in the fall, half in the spring? I'm guessing, can I guess? I don't think you like it.
Sure. Actually, well, I think there's pros and cons, really. Yeah. I think it would make recruiting really difficult. But as far as the game schedule goes, you know, it's pretty tough to have the way that the current, you know, season is structured. They've got a game on a Thursday, and then less than 48 hours we play on a Saturday. That's how all of college soccer is set up right now. And, you know, there's tons of research out now about, like, just the recovery that is needed, and it's definitely not enough time, and it's not ideal for that sort of a thing. So it would be kind of fun to have games spread out. You can prepare more specifically for a team. So if we just have one game on a Saturday versus two, then, you know, as a coach, it's like, okay, great, we're just preparing for this one team, and then we can focus on the next. And instead of, we're typically doing, you know, watching film and doing scouting reports for two teams per week. So in that sense, it'd be awesome. But yeah, I think it'll be tough. I mean, men's Division I is kind of on the forefront. They're really pushing for that because it's more of a professional model. But I don't think, like, for what college sports were meant for, I don't think it's probably the best structure, honestly, for, like, across the board.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about, and when would the championship be played, in the spring or the fall? I mean, if you're going to have a championship.
Yeah, I think they do it in May, but then you've got, you know, it's really tricky because you've got people that graduate a semester early, or just to have a team, to sustain, like, team, you know, chemistry over that sort of a length of a season would be really tough, especially with, like, the way, you know, a college break, you know, you've got a month in December that they're all home. So what would you do with that, you know? So
they wouldn't go home.
yeah, which they would hate, you know, and that's, like, college students, like, they want that break. They want spring break. They want, you know, they want all that stuff. So I think it's going to be tough to pass that.
Kelsey Phoenix Cameron with us. She's the Trevecca women's soccer coach on University Showcase this morning. Can you imagine you were a player. We'll talk about that. Obviously, you played very successful. Now as a coach, and you're still young enough to relate to the players and what they're going through. But, I mean, it's everybody sort of had to adjust, right?
Yeah, it's been tough for everybody, and, you know, I think we're trying to be give our players resources. You know, we've got resources on campus just to be available for them, and, you know, some of them, they're going to struggle a little bit more with something like this than others. But, yeah, I mean, the emotional turmoil and, I think just the toll that this takes on everybody, but, like, athletes too, because you've taken their one kind of structure, like the thing that kind of has structured their whole life, you just kind of ripped out of their life, and it's been really, really tough. But, you know, we've tried to just be as supportive as possible in this whole process.
I want to go back to recruiting, and it's probably not as much, with your program, but I think of football programs, for example, collegiately, basketball programs, and, well, anything, recruiting, because of the limitations. You don't have the in-home visits, you don't have the face-to-faces, there's no official or unofficial visits to campus, and so how do you determine? You can look at tape, you can figure out they can play, but maybe that they may be a fit or not a fit for what you want to do with your program. How do you determine that from just what you can have in front of you to assess the talent, but not only the talent, but the person?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been obviously way more difficult now, but, you know, Trevecca has actually, and Division II, we're actually allowed to have campus visits, and Trevecca allows us to, they just go through the admissions process, so they, you know, do a tour with the admissions department, and then we're allowed to meet with them. But we're obviously spending way less time with these players because they can't, as you just mentioned, they can't, you know, do an official visit. They can't really stay with the players for too long just to kind of, you know, help mitigate that risk of any sort of transmission of any, you know, COVID. But yeah, I mean, we've been on the phone with players, and there's some players that we saw before COVID, thankfully, that we had already kind of built relationships with. But we've got, you know, we try to communicate on the front end, like, what we're about. You know, we want to win the GMAC. We want to go into the NCAA tournament, and this is a place where you can grow in your faith and where the culture of this team is top priority. And so we just try to communicate that over and over and over again. And hopefully in the process of them just getting to know us as coaches, I think they can hopefully just kind of see that just in our conversations with them.
University Showcase this morning. Our guest, Trevecca women's soccer coach Kelsey Phoenix Cameron, with us. So February 6th, Montevallo with an exhibition. You open the season March 5th against Lee University, and your GMAC opener at Kentucky Wesleyan on March 13th. Tell me about your team. Who should I be watching out for?
Yeah, there's several players we haven't really been able to see a ton. I mean, we've got 11 freshmen, and we only got to scrimmage one time in the fall, and that was the first time we'd seen them play a full game. So in the freshman class, TBD, we had a couple players that did a really awesome job and just excited to continue to watch them play. You know, I think the Montevallo game and the Lee game, because we're having to train in such small groups, those games are going to be, honestly, a lot of our evaluation time of a lot of these players. But then we've got some veterans coming back, you know, Gigi Ariola, McKenna Schlosser, Delana Holman, these players that have had some consistently really good seasons in the past. They're currently healthy and yeah, I think excited to get back out there. But yeah, a lot of it is to be determined. It's kind of weird going into a season and almost half the team we haven't really seen play any games against an opponent.
Yeah, it's but the shoe's on the other foot too. It's all fair for everybody because you know they're going through the same situation. Kelsey, I want to talk a little bit about you, okay? Other than the marriage, which was congratulations and everything. University of Kentucky led UK to the 2006 SEC Championship, NCAA Tournament, first team All-SEC, and you graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology. So did you think you were going to be a coach? Because obviously you were schooling to be, I guess, in the athletic, you know, health department, really.
Yeah, I was actually, the plan was to go be a PA up until, honestly, my senior year of college. So I had actually done exercise science I was studying, like, you know, all the genetics and biologies and adding all that stuff to do pre-med. And so my senior year, I ended up coaching this team, and I basically just saw the impact that I was able to have on this group of high school girls. It was the spring of my senior season, so I was done playing soccer. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. I felt I had just become a Christian about a year earlier, and my life had pretty radically changed. And I saw that, like, oh wow, I can have an impact on this younger generation of women. And so that team actually, like, changed my life. It was like a bunch of 15-year-old girls and just this local club team, and it was a lot of fun, and they listened to me just because I could coach, because I played soccer and could coach soccer. It was pretty crazy, just the conversations about life and family and boyfriends and school and all that stuff that came up with them. It was an awesome kind of glimpse into, like, wow, like, you can have an awesome impact as a coach, and that just really kind of overtook, you know, my plan to be, you know, going to the medical field. There wasn't quite the, like, passion. I didn't see that impact anymore. So that's kind of where the shift took place to get into coaching. And never looked back, and I'm really glad I didn't, because I absolutely love what I do.
Yeah, my dad was a high school coach. So, like him, you went for the big money of coaching, right?
Yeah, that's definitely why I made that change.
and you know, easy work, you know, no late nights, no traveling on a bus to from West Virginia after a GMAC game.
Yeah, 9 to 5, really clean.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Yeah. Hey, yeah. What about the GMAC, man? It's so funny because Mark Elliott, when the your athletic director, your boss, he was at the forefront of the move of Trevecca, obviously, from NAI, that 3-year probationary period, now Division II, and formed was at the forefront of helping form Great Midwest Athletic Conference, which was the first new conference that the NCAA allowed in like 20 something years. But now, man, it's grown. You know, you're all over, what, Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. You're the southernmost at Trevecca. Just with the influx of all of these private schools, quite frankly, faith-based schools, doesn't the ante get raised because of all these teams you're bringing in? Because you know they're bringing in great athletic programs.
Yeah, I mean, the GMAC has gotten so much stronger over the last couple years. You know, my first year was when Finley, Walsh, and several other schools entered the conference. And so, Finley was in the top 25 last year. And, you know, Walsh also was ranked in the region, Cedarville, Ohio Dominican. We've got several really difficult teams in the conference. Ashland is coming this next fall in 21, who is also a great program. I love it. I love that just in our normal conference play, we can play these top teams. And then, obviously, we've got several teams within driving distance. We've got Montevallo and Lee on our schedule again, also both top 50 teams, and have gone deep into the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, I'm obviously slightly competitive. So putting those teams on the schedule is very intentional and trying to prepare us for the difficult conference play that we have.
Have you thought about what it's going to be like? I know February 6th is going to be an exhibition with Montevallo and then the season opener about a month later against Lee, but running out there to play a game. Have you thought of what that's going to be like? Because I heard a quote from Nick Saban, because of everything that you're doing what you love, but you really don't know how much you love it until it's taken away. So, and I thought that was just a great quote, and what's it going to feel like running out there after all of you went through, didn't play in the fall, going to play in the spring, all the changes, you're going to play in the fall again? What's it going to be like running out there that first time?
Gosh, I am ecstatic, and I think the team is too. I think that's a great quote, a great way to say it. I think I'm just going to be grateful for every opportunity we get to go out there. So, I'm so excited that I actually, we played Montevallo in 2019, and I actually was watching the game the other day just trying to get ready. I know they've changed a lot, but just really excited to have a team to prepare.
Wait, you're looking at you're preparing for an exhibition, okay? You're yeah. Like every coach, you're eat up with it, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. And the game was 2 years ago almost. So
you're doing scout for an exhibition on a game you played, a match you played 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It makes no sense, but it's just what we have to do it because we have to feel like we're controlling something. So, but I'm really excited, and the girls, you know, can't wait. And so I don't even know what that's going to feel like at this point, but just excited to just see them play, honestly. And I think the mentality going into games is just going to be different because we're not going to be able to, you know, prepare fully like we normally would, just as far as we're not going to be training as a team for 4 days. It'll be like maybe one or two, you know, practices as a full team. And that's okay. Like, we'd explain that to them. And really the goal is just to get to the game and play the game with as many players as we can.
Kelsey, the most important question I'm going to ask today, the family approve of Andrew?
Oh, yeah, my family loves Andrew. And I've had his family test, too, so that's good.
So they approve of you, too, so that's good.
Yes. Yes,
Kelsey, you know we're going to keep up with you all spring long. It's weird to say, but we're going to keep up with you all spring long, and you do good work over there. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg.
All righty.